Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
It's BudPod 131.
131. Fun, free fun. That's what you get with us. Free fun.
Bumpy bum.
Bumpy bumpy bump.
Bumpy bum. Phil, have you been taking your ivermectin? You on your horse? Your horse medicine?
What is his ivermectin then?
Have you not seen the news all about the... If you don't want your vaccine,
yeah,
you take horse dewormer.
If you don't want a vaccine...
They think the vaccine's dangerous.
Yeah.
So they're taking horse dewormer.
Oh, right. Okay. Yeah. That's what that story is about.
Yeah. Ivermectin is a dewormer, an agricultural dewormer for horses. And maybe sheep? I think it's horses, though, mainly.
Okay.
Yeah.
What is the reasoning?
I feel silly asking. You may well ask. Yeah. I'm not sure. I've seen things about toxins. I've seen things about worms.
Toxins is a great thing.
Just toxins, you know.
Just general bad things in body.
Toxins is one level above saying ghosts. Yeah. It's so close to just going, ghosts did it. I go, toxins. And you go, right, science. Yeah.
So your body just makes toxins all the time. It poisons itself, does it? It makes poison inside itself.
Also, everything you eat has poison in.
Mm-hmm.
That's another thing. The toxins, you're putting them in. You fool.
Yep. Yep, but they're also in your bones, and you have to eat special leaves.
They're in your bones, and you have to eat special things. Isn't it funny that the most harrowing thoughts sometimes come from people who speak very softly and have kind of wind chimes, and kind of like, ooh.
Oh, sort you mean of like music. Hippie folk?
Yeah, hippies, crystal people.
And Osama bin Laden, who's very softly spoken. Do you remember?
Yeah.
He had a very sort of calm, measured pace to his speech.
Do you think that that's part of being like a kind of cult leader? Where like he'd be halfway through describing 9/11 and people go, wait, what did he say?
Yeah.
Because they were just like lulled into this like,
Cult leaders do seem to be quite softly spoken. There's him. There's the Banerjee, the Bamjee, the in Wild Country.
Yeah.
There's Jeremy Corbyn. Yeah. Cult leaders, they just have a sort of soft way about them. It lures the unsuspecting acolyte in.
Full sympathy to any potential cult leaders out there who are like, hey, how's it going? You want to get in this van? Ooh, no.
Yeah, you Gilbert Gottfried is not starting.
You want to get it? Yeah, Iago from Aladdin is a terrible cult leader. People will be like, he's not charismatic. He's grating and aggressive.
I don't know about you, but that parrot being called Iago really caused some cognitive dissonance when I went to watch Othello for the first time.
Really?
Because Iago in my head...
It's a big, loud bird.
It's a big, loud parrot.
Mm.
And then it's like, Iago, from Othello. He's like, there's a parrot in Othello?
He's a bird?
There's a bird. There's a big bird in Othello?
Have you prayed tonight, Desdemona?
That would be good to see a... No, that's Othello says that, not Iago. I'm getting confused now.
Iago says, your wife's running tricks on you. Your wife, she's not being true.
Yeah. He's saying, watch out. She's banging a Moor. Oh, it's old school racism.
Hmm. Wait. Othello is the Moor. She's not...
Oh, no, he says your daughter's banging him more to the dad at the start.
Yeah.
He tries to get the dad of Desdemona all riled up.
Right.
Because his daughter's going out with a Moor.
Oh, yeah.
That's right. And then he causes other trouble. He's a troublemaker, that
troublemaker.
Guy.
Troublemaker, yeah. He's just
not a team player.
Well, I think this is precisely the level of sophistication our podcast strikes. A discussion about Othello, but misremembered.
Misremembered Othello. Fringe 2022.
That's a show. Forget pissed up Shakespeare or whatever it's called. Shitface Shakespeare, where everyone gets drunk. How about a Shakespeare production where people don't know the lines and I have just a grasping knowledge of the plot.
Yeah, and people sit around and go, wait, so who was the... Wasn't there a thing where there's like twins? Someone's a twin? And people are like, yeah. Just watching people kind of construct from school.
Yeah. Wait, so there's a play in the play. There's a play in this play? Are we in the play now or the play of the play?
We're in the play of the play of the play of the play.
It's plays all the way down.
Yeah. The theatre production of Inception. We have to get deeper into a new play. So no horseworming medicine for you?
No, I've not taken any. I'm jabbed up to the nines.
Ooh.
Jabbed and ready to gab on Bud Pod.
Nice. I got my flab jabbed.
I asked for it in my belly. I was like, jab my flab, baby. Yeah.
Jab my flab with that shit from the lab.
Give me a stab.
And I'll get in a cab and I'm off to blab with my... With my friends.
That's right.
With my friends.
Whew.
I'm not young enough to say dab. I've been what?
Dab. You've been away?
I've been away. We did a corn episode.
Oh, yes. The Cornwall episode.
Which I recorded in a kind of charming shed.
Yeah. Now you're back in Terra Novelli. We are in both in person in your flat.
We are. For the first time in a long time. And for various... holiday and work and COVID related reasons, it's the first time I've been back in my own flat home place for 2.5 weeks. I haven't been on holiday that whole time, but I've just been doing stuff. That includes the time where I did the recording again, thanks to all the pod buds who showed up. So it feels like...
Oh, the Pleasance recording in London. Well, you're living under a suitcase then?
Yeah.
How? That's on the road.
Yeah, well, I had to because the GF had COVID, right?
Oh, right.
So I couldn't.
Oh, right. So you couldn't be in the flat.
I had to ride the rails.
Like a hobo of war.
Yeah, with a harmonica.
I can't wait to hear like a folksy country song about old Piano Valley.
All my stand-ups about like, what's the deal with these guys who hog the big fire in a big bin? The oil drum fire is for everyone. These fucking guys. Rail yards could do without them, in my opinion.
You never see a bin fire start, do you?
You never see the most organized hobo.
Yeah.
Going.
Who's the one with the initiative?
Who's gathering up newspapers? Bits of wood. Planks and so on.
Yeah.
Where do you get an oil drum?
Yeah. Somewhere post-industrial, I guess.
Saudi Arabia. I don't know.
That's true. There was a time in early pandemic where you would have been paid to take away a drum of oil.
Oh, negative oil prices.
Negative oil prices.
Like a glitch in the game of life.
It's like when you play Counter-Strike and you go into gravity and you make it like a million. And so if you fall off, if you walk down the step, you die.
Makes that horrible crunch noise.
Yeah, I mean that was the strongest point of the world is ending for me. It was when oil cost negative dollars.
Yeah, it's very much like Crazyville.
Yeah.
Oil's for free, we'll pay you. Clouds are on the floor now. There's no, you know.
I'm glad that's over and that the oil barons are okay.
The oil baron, look, any oil barons listening, we're glad you made it through that time.
Yeah.
Thank you for all your oil.
We love you.
We love you.
We're glad you're happy. We're glad you're safe and healthy.
Yeah.
And we're here for you.
Yeah.
Oil barons, if you ever need anything, we're here for you, okay?
Or baronesses.
All baronesses.
All baronesses. Any of you. Any of you oil aristocracy.
Mm.
The Rockefellers are out of oil. By which I mean they've left the area as opposed to they've run out.
Yeah.
Where's my oil? It's not like some guy going around New York in an old-timey white tie. No, it's they apparently they sold up all their stuff.
They say they got an eye to the future, the Rockefellers always have.
That's right. Worryingly, they've invested in anti being fucked in the eye by hornets devices. What do they know that we don't? They've invested in anti-wasp laser defense domes. Uh-oh. And it's the same amount they had in oil, so it's a lot.
Why are they all investing in... Why is Elon Musk investing in lizard repellent?
Yeah.
Why is everyone...
Yeah. Jeff Bezos just filed a patent for something called interdimensional contraceptive? What does that mean? Uh-oh. What did he see out there in space?
Yeah, it's a condom, but it's shaped like when they try and illustrate a black hole. Like, it's that vortex in space.
Yeah, like a big cone.
Yeah.
And it's kind of humming.
Or it's like a Möbius strip you put on your penis. Infinite surface area.
Yeah, you can't tell.
Which is what I need for my dick.
Ladies, I need a Möbius condom. Because my penis has an infinite surface area of a completely indefinable shape. We were talking the other day how funny it would be if when Donald Trump was leaving the Oval Office and was waving.
Mm.
How funny it would be if he just, as he walked into the Air Force 2, the helicopter, he just jumped up and zipped his own head off.
Yeah.
Or if, like, as it took off, he just fell out like a mannequin.
Yeah.
How funny would it be if Jeff Bezos went into space and then he just went, everyone else is like strapped in with their helmets on and everything else like that. He just goes, without saying anything, just goes to the airlock and just lets himself out. Just boom. And he's like, Jeff? Jeff? And they just see him in the blackness of space just
floating away into the distance,
and he's just smiling.
Yeah.
And then you just have to come back to Earth going, we've lost Jeff. He just let himself out. I don't know. They go, well, what do we do with Amazon? I don't know.
He delivered himself into space.
Something more powerful than him ordered him. The whole flight, it seemed like he was hearing music that we couldn't hear. Yeah, he just let himself out, and you just had to come back to Earth going, well, we don't actually know what to do about that.
Would they chase after him in the shuttle? I always wonder this. They would, right? They go, it's like in Gravity. That's the closest point I have.
They were kind of up for, what was it, like 2 hours there of weightlessness or something, like 15 minutes? Or,
oh, yeah.
So they were kind of still arcing up, so maybe they just...
Did you hear the recording of Jeff Bezos when he was in zero gravity in space?
No.
He just went like, woohoo, awesome, woo, like an NPC, just like a weirdo. It's woo, yeah.
So if you turn on zero gravity mode on Roller Coaster Tycoon, he just sounded like when you click on someone who's attending the park.
Yeah.
Woohoo.
Woo.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh my God. Amazing. Woo. Yeah.
Maybe he is an NPC.
Yeah.
Having infinite money is something NPCs have.
Mm.
You know? He's kind of unreachable.
I bet that it wasn't all that great. And I bet that it wasn't as good as simply just owning the Earth from the Earth. And he was disappointed. Yeah. And he was trying to G himself up. Ironically, G himself up. by going, it's not really doing it.
Woohoo.
Woohoo. Yeah.
He was doing a Christmas morning disappointing gift unwrap.
Yeah.
Ah, yeah. Space. Just what I wanted. Yeah, because he's like a god on Earth, right? So he wanted to be overawed.
Yeah.
He wanted to meet something bigger than him, so he went to space.
And couldn't find it.
It wasn't enough. He just went, well, now I've done this now. I remember hearing... it may well have been fellow podcaster and incredibly mildly controversial well, I don't know, mildly. Bill Burr, controversial. Is he controversial? A lot of people hate him. But that's not the same, is it?
The brilliance of Bill Burr is that he technically is, but he doesn't court.
He's no interest in
the,
it.
Yeah, the attention. So yeah,
he just is.
It takes two to tango for someone to be controversial, and he won't get on the dance floor.
That's true.
So I don't think. I mean, this is the power. I know I speak on this podcast all the time about the power of not engaging, not apologizing, and not letting people take you down for something they disagree with. Like Bill Burr, the kind of things we've seen a stand up.
Yeah.
If you wanted to, you could totally say, this guy's he's making misogynistic jokes. I mean, I don't believe that, but there are plenty of people that... I mean, the first half of a lot of his routines are. And then usually...
yeah.
He usually qualifies it with the second half.
And he's mellowed a lot. I wouldn't want to watch him even in his 40s.
But the amount of time he says, fucking, can't you... All that. He is in... Disney's The Mandalorian.
because
he doesn't fucking care, and he doesn't engage with people who get angry about him. He doesn't. I think to be cancelled, you have to let people do
it. You have to let it in, like a vampire. You have to let it in.
You have to invite it into your home.
Yeah, across the threshold. Yeah, well, he doesn't apologize. He doesn't explain. But I remember years ago he was talking about. He didn't say who it was, but it was someone who was like maybe a huge. Like rock and roll star in the 80s and 90s.
Yeah.
And had done like endless stadium gigs. Just groupies, drugs. You meet all the most famous people. You meet fucking Muhammad Ali, Nelson Mandela, like whoever you want, right? And you live in a mansion and you can do whatever you want. Go wherever you want. And you have. You've done everything.
Mm-hmm.
And you've had like 40,000 people singing along to your songs. And he was saying that the guy, there's an element at which the guy is just dead behind the eyes because he's done everything.
Yeah.
So whenever anyone's like, look, a perfectly poached egg, he's just, you know.
He's Alexander the Great.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So I said, look, there's a swimming pool full of supermodels. And he's like, well, just like last year.
Yeah.
Like his life is just a movie.
He wept for there were no more supermodels left to bang.
That's right. Well, Alice Cooper.
Was that him?
The rock and roll guy. No, he plays golf a lot.
Alice Cooper plays golf a lot.
Constantly. Right. He's obsessed with golf. There's all these really funny pictures of him with like eyeliner and his long rock and roll hair and like really old school tartan golf kit.
Great.
And he just plays golf a lot.
Yeah.
And I think you need to find a thing if you've had that kind of life.
Yeah.
Like retiring to a monastery or something equivalent.
Oh yeah, just something wholesome.
Yeah. But that's Bezos is going to need that.
I feel like I've already found that with chess.
Really? That's your forever hobby?
Just my forever, like...
Diversion.
Like, idling state.
Just chess.
Yeah, I'm trying to cut down, but... I think I found my rating, which is annoying. I don't think I can get my rating much higher.
What's your rating now?
It sort of is a between sort of... On the 5 minute splits games is between 1050 and 1100.
That's good, man.
It's all right, but I guess I always had in my mind I'd be higher up.
But we can't all start training for the Olympics now.
Yeah, that's true.
You know.
Speaking of great sporting achievement, Emma Raducanu, the second most inspirational Eurasian person in the UK.
good tennis from good, that Eurasian.
Good tennis, but where is her viral Tom Hiddleston video? She's got time. She's only 18.
She has time. Hasn't even come out as being formally anti-murder yet.
That's true. I can't wait for her to be cancelled for being pro-murder.
Imagine. Did you watch when they had to make them all do speeches?
No.
Right at the end. So they've won and they're all standing on a podium and blah, blah, blah. And a bunch of tennis people are there. I don't know about tennis. And they interviewed, first of all, the second place, the Canadian.
Oh, yes. Layla?
Layla something. Yes. Fernandez.
Fernandez.
I think.
That's right. That's correct.
Layla Fernandez. And she did this really, like, incredibly, like, North American speech.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I just want to thank everyone. And she was like, and you're beautiful New York. And she did like a 9/11 reference as well.
Wow.
because I think it was like on or the day after 9/11, or they played on 9/11 at some point. And she did it like, and I just would be as strong as you have been strong on this day, like a kind of pretty balls out 9/11 reference. I was watching it with friends, and we joked that one of them would do it.
Wow,
we would never have thought, but she busted it out, and obviously it's America, so everyone, you know, and we were like, oh fuck, she's really salted the earth for for Raducanu here.
Yeah.
Because you're kind of going to go, I also think 9/11 is New York, I just like to say.
And she's like, yeah, what she said.
What she said about 9/11, good stuff. Thumbs down to 9/11. And then when she got interviewed, it was like the most British, like, yeah, really good. Yeah, happy. Yeah. Like, it was just really like.
Well, I mean, she wasn't
grandiose at all.
She wasn't alive when 9/11 happened.
Yeah, it would be like. It's insane. It'd be like you and me going, good work on the Berlin Wall.
I've
heard a lot about it going, and that's good. It's gone. Just completely, yeah. No, it was very, I really liked how incredibly sort of low-key and English, British, the vibe was of a victory speech. It was still triumphant, but it wasn't anywhere near, like, well, you'd think the Canadian lady had won.
She's also like, she's 18. Like, what are you going to say when you're 18?
Well, she's 18 and all she's ever done is play tennis.
Yeah.
To my knowledge. Yeah. I guess, and school. But, you know, like, you wake up, play tennis, do some school, more tennis. Mm-hmm, your life is tennis.
Your life is tennis. But, I mean, I look back on some of the, how bad I was at speaking at 18. And I wanted to be a comedian. If someone put a camera in front of me and a microphone and be like, yeah it's good, I'm happy the ball hit the right place, obviously it's difficult to train,
happy 9/11,
happy 9/11, I hope you've had a great day, well not great, you know, I haven't had a great, obviously I've had a great day, but I didn't want,
but not because of 9/11,
not because in spite of 9/11, I've had a good day. I would have been like that. I would have just been terrible. And also, like, you've just played, what, an hour, 2 hours of tennis or whatever. And so he's like...
I'd have sick down my front.
I can't talk to people if I'm jogging.
I get...
yes.
One time guest on this podcast, Stuart Laws,
mm-hmm.
and friend of the podcast, Alex Keeley.
Mm-hmm.
Went for a run the other day because we were all on holiday together. They both went for a run and neither of them wore headphones so they could talk.
What?
Welcome to what my vibe was when I heard that. Oh, yeah, but we can just talk if we don't listen to music. Oh, yeah, good point.
How are we going to breathe?
How are you going to breathe? Talking? You're running.
And let you speak on the intakes as well as the exhales.
Do you like running? I like it as well, just like throwing up.
So are you watching anything good at the moment? Do you recommend any fun websites?
My God, the eternal chat. They said it couldn't be done. The Grail. Never need to stop. If you were a rapper, Phil, you could rap well.
That's true. But isn't this like Mongolian throat singing or something? Isn't that how they do it? Like
rotating, circular breathing and stuff. Yeah, I don't know.
But yeah, you could keep chatting forever if you just did this, and you could speak about anything you wanted for the rest of your life and never have to pause or go to sleep or eat because you could breathe in
just
and out.
Keep
and
talking.
Just keep on talking, talking, talking. I can't believe we've invented infinite talking.
You could just never be interrupted again. It's horrible sounding. It's how a demon would sound.
You know when you're having a conversation at a party or something and you're just about to hit it's an animated conversation, it's a debate, you feel like you're on a roll, but you can see in another person's eye, they've got something lined up they want to say.
They've
got a rebuttal, but you don't let them in, so you're like, I don't know. Well, the thing about communism is it's taken more lives than it could ever benefit. And you see them trying to piece together the argument. They're waiting to pounce. And you just go, and there's so much evidence for it if you just get a look at your history. And you should never have to stop.
Don't be rude to interrupt you.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I think this is like a, this is dangerous in the wrong hands.
God, this is the, yeah, this is the nuclear button.
Vomit on your sweater already. Horrible.
Okay, I didn't understand what that was.
I was trying to say vomit on your sweater already.
All right.
Trying to do like a can you do like a circular rap?
Bump spaghetti. That is really haunting. That's horrible.
Mum spaghetti.
Mum spaghetti.
The backwards men. What would this be? Dop dub. That's Bud Pod backwards. This is Dop Dub. You're listening to Dop Dub.
Oh, horrible.
Vomit on your sweat. Like, how did you sweater. How did you do that so well?
Vomit on your sweater.
That is genuinely haunting. Vomit on your sweater. How did you? Yours is very clear. Mine, I can't do that.
I don't know.
Although I was, I don't know, maybe it's like our throats are different shapes or...
Are different shapes! Imagine if you just heard this voice in the middle of the night. Actually, that was okay.
That would be alright.
That's okay.
It's so weird because I can see your face and it's not... God, that's odd. I was annoying my girlfriend the other day by trying to do the Mongolian throat singing, trying to get that resonance going.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. That's an annoying thing to do around the house.
Try it. I mean, it sounds a lot like the tat whispering didgeridoo.
Yeah. This is the tat didgeridoo. It's basically, it was, as some pod buds pointed out, the tat didgeridoo was kind of throat singing anyway.
Oh, right. Yeah, fair
enough. It's so close. I nearly got it there. It's really hard.
You're breathing in at one point, are you?
No, out. Just out the whole way. But it's like you reach a point where the vibration is exactly the right vibration for your throat, and it sounds like that weird...
Is this good podcasting?
Sony Award. Backwards talking and Mongolian throat singing.
We're just playing with our throats.
It's an aria now, isn't it? Like radio... Like broadcasting awards, audio broadcasting awards.
Oh, right.
We can get an aria for this. it hurts as well. And man, is it annoying.
I don't even know what you're doing.
If people are trying to... Nah, nearly. Oh, God.
Is that it?
Well, you've kind of put your whole head back there in a kind of. I think it's. Oh, maybe. No, that needs.
I feel
needs
a bit like
more,
I'm clearing my.
Needs
throat.
Be more resonant.
Yeah, that's it. They get like the
ooh,
whole chest going.
Yeah. Ooh. Not nearly. You can kind of feel it when it starts to vibrate at the right level. Any tips? Any nomads listening? Anyone listening on the steps? That would be good.
Are steps? S-E-T-E-P-P-E-S.
Steppies.
Steppies.
The steppies are, it's a sort of flat, semi-arid grassland, I think.
Delightful.
Mm.
Lovely this time of year.
I think it's most of the stans, Kyrgyzstan and Uzbekistan and all that. So sort of Mongolia, North China, all
it's
the way
where
through.
All the diehard fans of various people go. All the stans.
I'm a real stan. I just love Central Asia.
I'm real Kyrgyzstan. I just love Kyrgyz.
If you're Kyrgyz, I stan you. We stan a Kyrgyz queen.
Cannot do that joke with Pakistan. Just realized.
Uh-oh. Yeah. Someone's about to... Well, if you're... Hang on. Hold on. That would be like a slur version of saying like, what do cows drink? You really quickly ask someone, they go, milk, and you go,
That's true. I thought milk just
then.
Yeah,
it's a good one.
God damn it, it is a good one.
It's classic.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
I only found out the other day that Pakistan is an acronym. It's not a real, it's not like an organic place name.
Oh.
It's like made up, an acronym made up of like the provinces that make up the country.
Really?
Yeah. Apparently.
Pashtun?
Oh, maybe. In the mountainous regions.
Ashtun, Shtun. Wait.
Wait, let's see if you can get them.
Well, I mean, this is... this is hard. I mean, I'm not even sure about Pashtun.
The Pashtun... Well, that's the mountainous region. Name. Mongolian throat singing and Wikipedia. Oh. Okay, so it does literally mean a land abounding in the pure, or a land in which the pure abound.
Pakistan.
Yeah, because Pak means pure in Persian and Pashto. However, the name of the country was coined in 1933. Wow, that's early. By Chowdhury Ramat Ali, a Pakistan movement activist who published it in a pamphlet. Miss pamphlets. You and I would... In another life, you and I would be pamphleting up a storm.
You could change the world of pamphlets back in the day.
Yeah, people were like, why did they chop off the king's head? We have a new flag. They're like, wow, there's a pamphlet.
You read this.
It's a big pamphlet.
It'll take you 2 minutes.
It would take 2 minutes to read, and you'll kill the king.
Yeah, look, I've had to make this argument concise.
Yeah, yeah. There's no room for error in there.
Concise and convincing.
And the pamphlet would just be like something like, "You also deserve potatoes." And they'd be like, "Oh my god, get me a pitchfork. We're killing the king."
What is, when people talk about pamphleteers, what's a pamphleteer?
You'd be like printing and distributing them, like an activist.
Right.
I believe.
Right, so you're an activist, you're a campaigner.
Yeah, so like Thomas Paine, who wrote The Rights of Man, I think that was a pamphlet, and it was like a precursor to a lot of America's Declaration of Independence, and he was involved in that, I think. And it was very radical, like everyone gets the right to this and that, and everyone's no they don't, shut up, you know.
And when people say pamphlet in this context, it's like literally a pamphlet, like what you consider pamphlet now. Like
pretty much, yeah. Like a little, just a little handheld thing.
Like a pizza
thing.
Menu, basically.
Yeah, 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 but old timey. Cooler font. Fewer deals.
Yeah.
Fewer discounts.
Bring back the pamphlet.
Bring back the pamphlet. We could have a Bud Pod pamphlet. A zine.
A Bud Pod zine.
The Bud Pod zine. Limited edition print run zine.
Could have a scratch and sniff and it just smells like shit.
Just scratch and sniff. Just the directions is you have to put the magazine over your own ass. that's how we save money on actually printing a smell pad on.
Yeah, this invisible ink that you can only see once you fart on it.
That will reveal where you need to scratch and sniff. God's sake. Right, so it is an acronym. And there are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Although, I'll give you a clue. The fifth one, they're just taking the stan from the end. So that's kind of cheating.
Okay. So, Pashtun? That's literally the only word I know. I don't even know if it's at this, that, that's in Pakistan. If it's not Pashtun, I give up already.
No. Oh, okay. Punjab?
Punjab.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought the Punjab was in India.
I'm sure they've had to split it.
Yeah, it is split, isn't it?
I don't know, but I imagine.
You're just going to have to share. All right.
We're going away forever now, and we haven't organized anything. Bye.
Sort it out amongst yourselves.
I'm sure it will be fine.
You all seem to get on.
You've certainly behaved yourselves while we've been here, apart from all the times we had to murder you. Well, goodbye. The Afghania. Afghania.
Afghania. All right.
Which we apparently called the Northwest Frontier Province. It doesn't get much more colonial a name than that. You're talking about some frontiers, northwest of where? Oh, that's classic stuff. Yeah. Afghania? Kashmir?
Kashmir, of course, who's staring me in the face.
A controversial place, of course, and an excellent Led Zeppelin song.
Kashmir.
One of their best, I think.
Oh.
So good. Sindh?
Sindh? Which letter is that?
That's,
What happened to the I?
That's the I, I suppose. I guess that's the I.
Well, the I in Sindh is the I in Pakistan.
I guess it kind of has to be, right? Huh. Yeah, that is weird. And then Baluchistan.
Baluchistan?
Baluchistan.
John Belushi.
What's where John Belushi, his people come from?
That's where all his fans live. Baluchistan.
The Baluchistans. They're ceremonial smashing to pieces of the guitar. It's like from Animal House. Once a year. If you haven't seen Animal House, give it a watch. Bit of fun. Old school comedy fun.
I made myself watch a movie. Isn't it mad? This is what happened to my and maybe our collective attention spans over the decades.
Yeah.
Remember back in the day, you'd be like, don't watch a movie, read a book.
Yeah.
And then it became, now the bunch of like TV, I'm binge watching just chess and playing in social media. I'm like, I really should watch a movie.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Sit by the fire.
Yeah.
Put on a film.
I need to enrich myself.
I'll watch a film. Yeah.
I'll watch a movie.
A movie.
For 2 hours, I'll sit and watch a movie. I was like, wow. I felt like I'm basically doing homework. I'm going to the gym. I put on.
What did you watch?
Collateral.
Oh.
Have you seen Collateral with Tom Cruise and Jamie Foxx? Came out in 2004.
Is that where the one where they're on the train going around? It's a cab driver.
Yeah, he's Jamie Foxx is a cab driver, and Tom Cruise is an assassin.
And he's got kind of gray hair, silver hair. That looks really weird.
Yeah,
he looks like a spaceman.
He makes it work. But it was weird. It's like I saw it come out in 2004.
I must have watched that in 2005, yeah.
Right. But I still remember, and I don't know if you have this with anything, I still remember the thought of seeing it advertised in 2004, 2005 and going, that looks cool. I want to watch that sometime.
Yeah.
And I just never... And then I saw Netflix and was like, oh yeah, I've been meaning to watch that.
Yeah.
My thought was, I've been meaning to watch that. I've been meaning to watch that for 17 years.
Yeah. Yeah. I had that with There Will Be Blood.
Right, yeah.
I'd always be like, oh yeah. Doop-a-doo. And just... Another 7 years, you know.
And so more than anything, it was just to finally just slay this beast and get that out of my head. And now I've finally seen Collateral. A mainly ignored film from 2004.
Yeah, actually, yeah.
But very good.
Yeah, you liked it?
Very good. You know when a thriller is just like, this is really good, actually.
I'm thrilled.
The dialogue is good. The characters aren't stupid.
Yeah.
It's not silly.
That's crucial.
It's not cheesy. It's like, it's good. You find out as much about the characters as you want to.
Yeah. Stuff's implied. You can imagine.
Stuff is implied. There is some nuance.
There's some richness you can imagine yourself.
The dialogue is natural. So yeah, I recommend Collateral.
I did a homework movie.
Oh yeah.
Heat.
Oh, yeah.
Robert De Niro, Al Pacino.
Oh, wait.
1995, yeah, 1997? Okay. No, 95, I think. Really, really good, obviously.
Wait, that's...
The heist film.
Oh, I've not seen that. Is it good? I confused that with Taxi Driver. That's what I was thinking.
It's the one where Robert De Niro is like a head of a gang of cool bank robbers.
Mm.
And Al Pacino is the head of the cool police people whose job is to catch bank robbers.
Nice.
But who will win of the two?
Yeah.
Incredibly acting men.
I always
a lot of acting going on in that film. Big stuff, especially from Pacino. A lot of, but of yelling.
Are they acting? I always wonder with Robert De Niro and Al Pacino. Are they acting or are they just doing, just being themselves, just going,
Yeah. Also, like the guy, there's at one point there's like a mob guy who Al Pacino, as a policeman, just intimidates and kind of blackmails. And it's Hank Azaria who does all the Simpsons voices.
Wow,
he's
really?
In it, and he's the one where the famous clip of Al Pacino going, talking about the mobster's wife who this guy's having an affair with.
Mm.
He's going, "Cause she's got a great ass, and you've got your head all the way up it." And he's just, and then he goes, "When I think about a woman's ass, something comes out of me," and he gets all weird about it. Apparently, because the guy who directed it, what does is one of those guys who does like 1,000 takes.
Yeah.
And apparently, he had improvised that on like take 78.
Yeah.
This whole thing about a great, and you can see his mouth is about to say "big ass."
Right.
Because she's got a great ass, and you see him switch gears from great ass. And Hank Azaria is the one he's screaming this at, and he's genuinely horrified, like his reaction is real. If you watch the clip, he's like,
"Oh, great!"
Like genuinely, why are you doing this to me? And so it's such a good scene as a result.
Yeah,
but just because Al Pacino got bored and decided to be fucking weird. But yeah, I agree with the acting thing. You and I just need roles that essentially demand of us to be us, and people will be like, "Wow, what great acting!"
Yeah, I think
I can't believe Keanu Reeves played a cool, relaxed guy who knows martial arts.
Yeah, does he actually know martial arts?
Yeah. Well, because the amount of training they had to do for the Matrix films.
Oh, yeah, he does know.
I think that's why they got him for John Wick, because they were like, well, he's already like halfway to John Wick.
Right.
I know Kung Fu. New Matrix coming out.
There is a new Matrix. Yeah, I've not watched the trailer yet.
There's a new Matrix, and Keanu Reeves is an incel, and he takes the red pill. Oh, and realizes great. That girls don't like nice guys like him. Even though he's got a big leather coat.
I'd love it if in this one he takes the red... Neo takes the red pill and goes, "My God, feminism's gone too far."
And here he takes the red pill and just puts on a like a black, or like a Matrix patterned like MAGA hat.
Yeah.
All the techno stuff Propeller Heads is playing. Yeah. Neo is an incel.
Oh, great.
Just deliberately plugging himself into the Matrix. No. Can't get a date. Yeah, amazing. Interesting that they're trying to bring this out, even though the pill rhetoric has been so massively hijacked by spooky online communities.
I really hope they throw in a little, like, a nod to it. Or, like,
yeah.
A little Easter egg, a little acknowledgement of sort of the cultural memes it has inspired.
What do you think it's like to have done something like The Matrix and it's had such a huge impact on just all culture and thought?
Mm.
Like it transcends film, right?
Yeah.
That movie is the reason why you know it's time to leave a party, because someone starts saying, "What if it's just a Matrix man?" And then you go, "That's when I should order my Uber."
Yeah.
When some fucking guy starts to say that, time to go.
That's true. And that evolved into the Elon Musk simulation discourse.
That's right. Yeah.
It all started with The Matrix.
It all started with The Matrix. Man. That's right. Yeah. What is it? None of this is real, man. I mean, if my dad owned an emerald mine and I went to space, I'd also think this was a simulation.
Yeah, that's true, because it all just worked down just a bit too neatly.
Everything's just going really well. That's why you think that. I'll smack you on the head and you'll be like, "No, this can't be a simulation. That was horrible." Maybe that's why Jeff Bezos went up there. He thought if he went up the Earth far enough, he could see like pixels or something.
Yeah, see the edge of the screen.
You could see earth.gif written underneath it.
I watched on Netflix a documentary about flat earthers.
Ooh, a little bit of a freak safari.
Yeah, they were freaky, but I mean, like the main guy, he's a reasonably like charismatic guy.
Softly spoken.
He wasn't that softly spoken, but he's a bit of a weirdo. Not the massive weirdo, but he just, like, he says, I made Flat Earth. And, like, there are all these feuds with, like, with the, well, there's a big feud between him and another guy. He's got claims of started Flat Earth or made Flat Earth big.
Right.
And he's really loopy. And there's this.
He's a lunatic's lunatic.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, you move on to him after after you sort of get bored of the normal level lunatics. The funniest group among them, though, are... So Flat Earth has a science core. And they are like... quote-unquote...
Busy, are they?
Engineers and scientists. And they're, so their core within sort of Flat Earth Society is to prove scientifically that the world is flat.
Right.
And what...
Long days.
And it's them when you, and it's them that show you there's no point arguing with anyone because they design perfectly good experiments.
Yeah.
And the experiments give them the result that the Earth is round. Like, it's like they got really excited. They paid thousands and thousands of dollars for, what would you call this device? Like a gyroscopic device, basically. It basically tells you in absolute space where you are. So basically you put this thing down and when as the Earth turns, it says we have moved 1.4 degrees. I think the Earth is supposed to move 1.4 degrees a day or something like that.
Oh, okay.
And so they're like, great, so we'll buy this and then we'll just put it down, leave it alone, and...
And they're educated enough to trust it and understand it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Perfect.
And the next day it showed is 1.4 degrees, it moved. And they're like, okay, right. And then they encased it in lead.
Oh, yeah. Because to stop the CIA from getting to it.
Stop any interference and took it out. And yep, still it moved another 1.4 degrees. And they're like, okay, so what's exciting is that we're getting a case made of, and they said some crazy element there of like pure, I don't know.
It's just like adamantium. It's what Captain America's fucking shield.
They might as well have said adamantium that they were going to encase it in to show that the Earth wasn't spinning. And they just perform all these experiments. All the experiments show again and again that the Earth is round. The Earth is curved. But there's something so inspirational about them just refusing to.
They won't stop.
They won't give in. They won't give in, and their determination is actually quite inspirational.
They're like people organizing a never-ending rota of prayer to try and get a response. You know,
prayer.
Yeah, because it's so faith-based what they're doing, right?
Yeah,
it's religious, basically.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, but
it's very, very strange.
It's interesting.
do you think they get invited back to speak at their old science departments? One of our graduates is the head of research at the Idiot Club.
Why don't you come up here and tell us how stupid you are and how embarrassed we are?
Tell us how perfect your experiments are. And how stupid you are for not believing the results. Yeah, it's faith-based stuff. You can't reason yourself out of a position you didn't reason yourself into.
That's very good.
Not my words. Oh. The words of Elton John. I don't know who said it.
I was very ready.
Maybe Elton John. In terms of being a lunatic's lunatic, I remember comedian, friend of the show, friend of ours, Johnny Leonard.
Oh, yeah.
We used to be very amused at the idea of, because obviously there's the comedian, a comedian's comedian, you know, like Stuart Lee, say.
Yeah.
And the comedian's comedian podcast.
That's true.
Very good podcast. But the idea of a fisherman's fisherman. Be like, he catches fish that other fishermen really know they're difficult.
Yeah. I guess the something sort of falls down when there's just an objective goal, right? Either do it or you don't.
A lot of the fish that fisherman catches... Ordinary members of the public who don't know about fish.
Yeah.
They wouldn't even think some of them were fish. But if you're a fisherman and you see him fishing, oh boy. You know that what he's doing up there is actually very clever.
Yeah.
It looks silly to catch one sardine, but it's also really hard.
He's catching fish most of us throwback in the sea.
Yeah.
That we don't think is any good.
He's catching fish in a way that we've never seen.
Yeah. He's catching them by the tail.
Yeah.
How's he doing that? The hook's going in the tail.
And it's not about the fact that it takes longer or the public and the normal people will just be like, well, that's no use to me. I want fish now. But we can see this guy, there's something special.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you can't really have a... Could you have a surgeon? Somebody who does kind of elaborate stitching?
He puts the arm onto the front.
You've seen a lot more
people... It's not popular, but just because something's popular doesn't mean it's good.
Have you seen all those people around with the front arms? That was him. The fronties.
That's what they call them. The fronties. The Frank's fronties.
Frank's fronties. Fronty Frank. MD.
Yeah.
Thank you. That's Dr. Fronty Frank to you. I didn't study for 9 years for you to call me Fronty Frank. That's Dr. Fronty Frank.
It's like they say above Underground, right? Not everyone listened to them, but everyone who did started their own band.
Yeah.
Well, not everyone went under the knife under Fronty Frank, but everyone who did now has an arm on their front.
Not all of them became surgeons, but they all had an arm on their front. That's for damn sure. Fronty Frank made sure of that. Oh, you fucking worry. Oh, fucking hell. Well, autumn's here, Phil.
The fallen leaves drift by the window. The autumn leaves of red and gold. Yes, at long last, the blasted, bastard summer is gone for another year.
Our enemy, the sun, has retreated.
But, you know, every time, this is how I feel, because of global warming, this is how I feel about the summer now. I see the sun recede away, but it's like, I don't know, fucking Pennywise in the first It. It's like, I'm gonna come back stronger than... It's like because I know every year he's just gonna get
hotter. It's like a Mario level,
yeah,
Super Mario, like Bowser. You go, well, I'm gonna have to do this again,
and it's gonna be harder.
And it's gonna be harder. There'll be turtles and skulls now.
He's like Obi-Wan Kenobi, the son. Strike, you may strike me now, but I'll become more powerful than you can possibly imagine because of carbon emissions.
Yeah,
and he disappears.
But the first day of summer, I sense a presence. Presence I've not felt since. Your face burns.
Yeah, so every autumn now I'm like, summer's over. And then my mind's like, but next summer will be even worse.
And also, don't forget, fake summer.
What's fake summer?
Hot autumn.
Oh, no.
Mulled autumn. That horrible thing that happens in the UK where it's 16 degrees, 18 degrees on Halloween.
That's the scariest thing I can think of.
Pouring sweat in your mask.
Horrible. That's absolutely horrible.
It's horrid.
Horrid Halloween.
Have an horrid Halloween.
I want another fuck off blizzard. We've had a couple of good blizzards as well.
This is what we can expect now. Just ever more dramatic battles between ice and fire.
A song of ice and fire. A song of fire and ice. That's a much more attractive name than global warming. Don't call it that. Call it a fight of ice and fire.
The battle of ice and fire begins.
Yeah.
I've been told by a few people that I should join TikTok.
Don't. And you're going to let Jinping in. Don't let Jinping in.
That's right. Oh, I need to get a special Chinese Communist Party only phone.
You're going to get Jinpinged.
I'd get Jinpinged, that's right. I'd have to just stay in his flat. And just do like the just medieval guy voice. A song of ice and fire. Most good. Just do that kind of generic medieval fantasy guy. / medieval guy voice.
Yeah.
Just about whatever.
But I'm going to try and enjoy, be in the moment and enjoy autumn. My favorite season.
Mindful autumn. And you're on tour.
Yes. I've done 2 weeks now. They've been really brilliant fun. Mm. I was in Newcastle. I was in Taunton. I was in Northampton.
Ooh.
It was, and the crowds have just been brilliant, fantastic. Yeah, everyone's been a real blast, and it's nice. I'm doing some new bits, doing some old bits.
Check Insta and your Twitter for the dates.
Yep. Well, go on my website, philwang.co.uk. Also, this Thursday, my book, Side Splitter, is released.
Tomorrow,
the 16th. If you're near Alexandra Palace, there's an event. I'm talking to Sathnam Sangera, who wrote Empire Land. The tickets for that somewhere, Alexandra Palace. But if you're anywhere, please pre-order the book or buy the book when it's out.
Buy the booch. Buy the booch.
Booch is a German word that means bark of a tree. That's where book's from.
Isn't it the bark?
Bark, the people used to write on the bark. Buch.
Ah. Yeah. Oh, nice. You got your own bark coming out.
Yeah. I finally inscribed my own bark with my words, my thoughts.
I want it to sell enough that you have to do another one. Because I really enjoyed, like, as an art student who, and you were, you know, an engineer.
Yeah.
I just loved hearing the words word count and, you know, like, oh, I was up late redrafting some paragraphs. Music to my ears. Well, I loved it.
When you're
now an honorary art student. You've had the biggest SI crises of all.
But because of engineering, I look at sentences like equations that have to be balanced.
Yeah.
And so I will just nitpick until I feel like a sentence is balanced.
Well, that's why you're such a forensic stand-up, I think.
I guess. Forensic. Everyone's favorite thing from comedy.
People leave your shows going, God, that was forensic.
I was watching CSI.
Fucking hell. That blue light he shone around the room and everyone's stains showed up and he roasted people. Fucking hell. If we'd known, we wouldn't have come.
That's forensic comedy.
That's forensic. And he solved that murder.
And he solved that actual murder.
He solved that cold case. One cold case per town.
Yes, I'm terrified. I'll have to write another book. Side Split 2. two sides.
Side Splitter 2, time to split the other side.
That's it.
Something like that.
This time
split
it's
the other
splitters.
Side.
It's split.
Yeah. Time Splitters.
Time Splitters. I remember that game.
You could write a novel of that game.
Yeah.
Another day trying not to shoot civilians in a warehouse that they're in for some reason.
No, that's not Time Splitters.
Don't they go through a warehouse?
Are you thinking of like the arcade games?
Yeah.
I feel like Time Splitters was a... No. Time?
Bandits?
No, it was Time something. Time Splitters was
Time
a
Bakers.
PlayStation game, I think. It was not an arcade shooter, but I know what you're getting at.
Time Splitters.
It's not Time Team. That's an archaeological program hosted by...
Time Team, Tony Robinson shooting. reload. He's just nailing people. Time Splitters, spiritual successors to GoldenEye. Oh.
Yeah, so that's Time Splitters.
Oh, yeah, it was
game.
PS2.
That's a PS2 game, yeah.
What am I thinking of then?
Time. It has got time in it.
Time something.
Time, but Time Arcade Shooter, this is going to bug me. I grew up playing this in Malaysia, in game arcades, in Kota Kinabalu. Dush, dush, dush.
Time Crisis.
Time Crisis, of
Thank
course.
Thank God.
Time Crisis.
Every arcade you go in, I want to see a pink gun, I want to see a blue gun. Powder blue, baby pink, give me the guns. Clack, clack, clack.
What is the crisis with the time?
There's
not enough time unless you put in more coins.
Coins, that's right.
That's the only answer to this crisis. How do we solve this time crisis? 20p.
20p?
20p coins again and again and again. It's an expensive crisis, but it's the only solution.
It's the only solution. The warehouse is full of people.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just a random, like a pedestrian in a mafia-run warehouse. Bolting out of the dark, going, "No, shoot me!" Really suddenly.
Making them as large a target as possible, flinging their arms.
Waving their, like they're a goalie, making themselves so big. Going, just leaping out and screaming in the face of an edgy...
An armed policeman who everyone knows is under a time crisis. He's panicked.
Time crisis, and he's most people who pop out. He does have to shoot.
I say stay behind the barrel. He will never see you because he's on these weird tracks.
Yeah, he's in a weird little cart. Yeah, it's fine. Well, we Well, we've had our own time crisis and we've run out of time.
Oh, no. Time crisis. The crisis has claimed us to...
Put in another quid, everyone.
Is there no one safe from this crisis?
To replay this Bud Pod level.
Yeah.
Slot in a quid. See if you can win enough tokens. That's it. Yeah, I mean, I don't have anything to plug other than please keep an eye out for whenever I do release the film special. It won't be for a little bit. Got to do the edits and so on. But when it comes out, I want everyone creating an artificially high number of views. Reality means nothing to me anymore. I just want the propaganda victory.
Yes, Podbuds, please, let's all start a sort of open source...
bot network.
And view
like
farm.
A Russians.
Like a view farm.
A view farm, yeah.
Yeah, a streaming farm.
Like from the Philippines.
Yeah.
The Budpod view farm. Okay, great. Well, you guys get to work on that.
Yeah, and I'll see all guys around.
See you guys on the tour.
Yes. Yeah. See you guys there.
Bye.
Bye.
Hey, folks. I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.